Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where tonight the Whitecourt Wolverines tie up this series with a 4-3 overtime win against the Oil Barons. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. Joined now by head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, after a wild third period that I think gave everyone in the building every sort of emotion there, it's another odd man rush that the Wolverines able to capitalize in overtime. But your thoughts on the comeback in the third period and then the crushing blow as Whitecourt ties up the series, heading back to Whitecourt for Game 3.
Well, I don't agree with that. It's a crushing blow, but listen, at the end of the day, you can't play 20 minutes in the playoffs and expect to win, and that's all that we did. We were horrible the first 40 minutes. There was no life. There's no energy. We didn't win any races. We were late to every forecheck. What's concerning for us as a coaching staff is, you know, you got a full building with people that want to cheer. And if we don't have the gumption to get to areas, you know, to create scoring chances, I mean, that's a huge concern now going into their building. But for 40 minutes, we were non-existent. We turned it on for 20. And, you know, you give yourself some hope that you're going to, you know, be able to pull it out. But again, I mean, you know, we battle back. We make it 2-2, and we got a 19-year-old veteran defenseman that decides to pinch with no support. And, you know, we go down 3-2. And in overtime, you get a 20-year-old defenseman that pinches, falls down, and gives up an odd man rush, and it's in the back of your net. So at the end of the day, those players have to sit in the dressing room and look at one another and be held accountable. So
I was going to, my comment was going to be on the pinching. A goal like that, and how much more does it hurt than one that's earned?
Pardon me?
How much more does a goal like that hurt than one that's earned?
I don't know. I mean, you're in overtime and you get scored on, whether it was a shot from the blue line or whatever, it still stings. So I don't really have a degree of stingness for each goal that goes in according to how it was scored.
Tom, a crazy third period. You scored two goals in 15 seconds. We've talked about Jared White being a bit of a spark plug on this team, and again, just drives the goal and throws the puck to the net. But how big of a goal was that at that moment? And then for Reed Morrison to follow up on the following shift to give you guys some life and give this building some life.
Well, we told the players in the second intermission that we guarantee that if we just threw pucks to the net and got there, you know, there were going to be rebounds and there was going to be some second or third opportunities. And we also said that if we score the first one, the second one's going to come right away. You know, it's a little bit of a younger team this year for them. So exactly what we wanted. We threw the puck in. Whitey got it to the net. I believe it went off their guy, but it doesn't really matter. It all counts the same. And then again, you've got that momentum. And we talk about momentum being eight or nine shifts strung together, not just two or three. And you know, we score to make it 2-2, and you know, a bad read by our defenseman cost us. But, you know, again, it just goes back. I'm going to sound like a broken record. You cannot play 20 minutes and expect to win. And it's unfortunate because, you know, again, there was a lot of electricity in the building. You know, the fans wanted something to cheer about, and we didn't give them anything for the first 40 minutes.
Things seemed really tight in yesterday's game. Not a lot of room out there. But do you feel things opened up tonight?
I don't think things opened up. I think there was a lack of willingness by us to get to certain areas. After the second period, you know, we had four scoring chances. That was it. And, you know, granted, they were given a 5-on-3 and power plays and this and that. I don't think there was a lot of reward in the first period for us moving our feet. But, you know, you got to fight through that. And there comes times, you know, throughout the season where you have to create your own excitement and, you know, you got to create your own bounces. And bounces just don't happen out of thin air. So, you know, Whitecourt accomplished what they wanted. They wanted a split. They got it. Now it's up to us. We have to win one game in their building. So we'll regroup. We'll have a video session tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be better for Game 3.
You juggled your lines heading into the third there, put Nicholas Leesburg back with Reed Morrison and Liam Isaac, a combination we saw a little bit earlier on in the season, but it seemed to spark that unit. But just the Reed Morrison has kind of emerged as a big game player this season, and he comes through with two big goals in that third period. But just how have you felt that he has played so far here in the postseason?
Well, again, it's a delicate balance you have as a coaching staff. You know, when you construct your lines, you know, how long do you give it before you make changes? And we understand that, you know, Isaac and Leesburg played together all of last year, and then with Mo playing with Lees for the majority of this year, you know, we just felt it was time. But, you know, in the big scope of things, you know, we're five games into the playoff front stretch here, and we've still just got way too many passengers. You know, some of our so-called go-to guys have not done a lick here, and, you know, now when I do our stats, we've got two or three guys that are -2, -3 on our team, and that's just unacceptable. And we talk about you know, the playoffs being an opportunity for somebody that maybe hasn't had a great regular season to step up and make amends. But, you know, it also reveals some big-time players or lack thereof. And for right now, you know, for us to have any type of success, we're going to need more production from certain players.
Tom, always appreciate the time, and best of luck in games 3 and 4 back in Whitecourt.
Thanks a lot, guys.